Okay, we'll learn a few halachas. Number one. Even if you're weak, you should come to shul and daven on time. Someone that comes late is called a poishea and an otzel, and he's going to get that name lost lava. Me, someone that comes can come to shul early and comes late. Or someone leaves early because they don't have patience to wait. That is a tremendous bizarre into avodas Hashem. It's like you don't believe that Shechina is in shul. So how are you going to be mekabel your prayers? The covenant of Shemayim is worth it. To wait a few minutes. Just wait around. And they say, I remember there was a tshuva once from Shlomo Zalman. Someone asked Shlomo Zalman that a certain person asked Shlomo Zalman. He said, I have two choices. I could either daven in a slow minion, in a slower minion, but then I have to leave davening early. Or I could daven in an early minion and a quicker minion and stay for the whole thing. But the earlier minion is quicker or something like that. Or should I go to a slow minion, but then I have to leave early? So he said, Avadi, you should go to the slower minion, but only on one condition. The one condition is that you have to tell the people why you're leaving early. But if the people think you're leaving early because you're just, you know, lazy and you just want to leave, then it's a chal Hashem, you shouldn't go to that minion. I had a story one time that I had somebody that I asked him if he would come learn in the morning. And he said, here's the problem. If I come learn in the morning, then I have to daven a little later and I would have to leave davening early. Or I could just daven early and that's it. But I can't have a Seder before davening. So what should I do? Should I have a Seder before davening, but then I have to leave davening early? So I called up a big rav in Lakewood before Shimer, who paskins like very, very hard questions, like Pikuach Nefesh Shailas. I asked him this question, and he said, this is Shira Shaila, I can't answer that question. I was blown away. I mean, to tell someone that have a heter to go leave davening early, I can't paskin that. So it's not a pasha dezach, that's for sure.
During davening either, right?
What?
So tell the people that the slower minion why you're leaving early if you can't talk during davening and they're busy davening, you interrupt them.
Yeah, you got to stay focused, right?
Yep.
So he says there's no excuse, and even if you have an excuse, no one else knows your excuse, so therefore it doesn't work and it's a big problem. And he says, no matter whatever situation, you have to look what the Shulchan Aruch says. Shulchan Aruch says don't leave early, so you should not leave early. You leave early, they're going to send you out of the Beis HaMikdash early. Because of a chazanish, a tefillah, imamnam he mitzvahs masis etzleinu, hine omnam mitzvah yunis, that it's a mitzvah mitzad lev. You have to have a kavana when you're doing it. You have to do it, you know, with your heart. You shouldn't really be skipping Pesukei Dezimra. Fine. Now he goes on, one by one, different parts of tefillah, ha'aris. It says in the morning, you should say, Moedani lefanach Hashem mokav l'kei avasai shehotzei sani me'afeila lo'ayra. Okay, not just the regular Moedani, you should say that as well. When you say the carbon tamid, you should be standing. During Kaddish, you should not be playing around with other things, with your watch, with your this and that and this. You have to be paying attention to the davening, to the Kaddish. And you're not allowed to think in learning. Or coach can talk. You have to be paying attention to the Kaddish. If a person is constantly talking, it's a bizarre to the tefillah, and he will be punished with the things that we mentioned earlier. You should stand for Kaddish. You should not do Pesukei Dizim quickly. You should stand during Baruch Sha'amar. You should stand during Vayei Barach David. You should have Karan and Pasuk Pesach Sedecha, stand by Yishtabach. We know most of these halachas. Okay. Now, big important halacha, you cannot speak between Shemoneh Esrei and Tachanun, because Tachanun is supposed to be a continuation of the tefillah. So you should not speak in between. You obviously should not speak during Chazar Shashat, because besides that you're speaking between Shemoneh Esrei and Tachanun, you're also speaking during Chazar Shashat. You shouldn't learn during Chazar Shashat.
Oh, wow.
He says if someone does Shnemek Revecha Targum during Chazar Shashat, it could be they're not Yotze. He brings from the Chida. It's a nice, interesting Chiddush. Okay.
What would be the Sfarot for that? That's a Mitzvah Bava Aveir?
Yeah, that's what he wants to tell him.
Okay.
You shouldn't take off your tefillin until after Aleinu. Okay. Fine. You should say Pita Makteris after davening. You should say from a sitter. You shouldn't sit in front of someone who's saying Shmoneh Esrei. You should try to daven all tefillas with a minion. So, and the way you zoiche toriches yomim is by coming early to shul and leaving late from shul. That's the end. So Baruch Hashem, we have finished the sefer, and Mitzvah Hashem, I think we're going to break for sure next week. Maybe we'll pick it up again for two weeks before I go away in August. Okay.
Just let me know when you're here. I'm always appreciate your share whatever you